That was Joy Word. It's by Magic Mama. Kjersten Hallin de Gaia is my guest here today. She is Magic Mama. At least she's been that for the last few years. Kjersten, when you say Joy Word, you were raised Lutheran, and this doesn't sound very Lutheran, but on the other hand, I believe there's equivalencies. And so some of us think about going heaven-bound or God-word or whatever you would say. How does that relate? How does Joy Word relate to the stuff that you grew up with?
It's the way that my parents live authentically. There was no real difference in who they are at church and who they are at home. So it was really an authentic way of being. They're very joyful people, and I had a really happy childhood.
So you mean this wasn't the lugubrious, guilt-centered kind of Lutheran childhood that Garrison Keillor talks about in Lake Wobegon? Of course, he's only playfully exaggerating in his storytelling, but I do think that there are many religious groups absorbed in an ethos of sin, guilt, shame, and you just seem to be the opposite. You just radiate joy. Did you get it from your family or your religion, or just where did it come from?
Well, I think I was just born optimistic. I've always been really creative, and they really supported that. Whatever I was really interested in, they supported. And they're musical and creative people as well. And one of the formative experiences that I feel like has stayed with me and really made a huge impact on my life is the time that we spent as a family in nature. Whether it was paddling Minnehaha Creek, all three kids and my two parents in one canoe. And you can't do that anymore, I don't think. You can't get through the city of Minneapolis on the creek in a canoe. But we did. And road trips throughout the country in the Redwood Forest and the Rocky Mountains. And we would take these family vacations and really spend time intimately with nature. That is where I felt the most spirit active in my life. Throughout the week, my dad would be writing his sermons, and I would be hanging out downstairs sometimes. And he'd be listening to Mahalia Jackson or Louis Armstrong or John Denver or what have you. And it was very joyful music. And I would have these experiences with my family throughout the week and then be going to church on Sunday. The Lutheran Book of Worship didn't move me all that much. It felt like sort of going through the motions. And there wasn't a lot of lively essence really to it. The sermons that my dad was up there trying to communicate to the congregation how this applies to our lives today. So whatever had been going on at home in his experience throughout the week would make its way into the sermon. And he has a very good way of communicating in the now, the sort of metaphor and archetypes, in a way, of the mythology in the Bible, in a way that didn't feel really fundamentalist to me as a kid. He doesn't necessarily translate it literally. It's, here's this teaching, here's the essence of this, and here's how this applies to our daily lives. But I could understand those stories in a way that made sense to me because he was applying them directly to our lives. It wasn't a damnation kind of oriented, if you don't follow these rules, you're going to hell. There wasn't that kind of a message. It was really more a peaceful, joyful, experiencing life and trying to be a good person and be a compassionate soul to ourselves, to our neighbors, to our families, and do good work in the world.
And as you already said, part of the example that he gave you with this life is to live the life that they're talking about, that they're matching what they say and what they do. And I think that has something to do with the next song you chose.
Like I said, Mahalia Jackson was a presence in our household. While not in church on Sunday, she was behind the scenes playing on the vinyl while he's writing the sermons. That's what I got to hear at home. And so this song I chose to share with you by Mahalia Jackson is I'm Going to Live the Life I Sing About in My Song.
I'm going to live the life I sing about in my song. Song.